Thanks for joining us for the Tuesday night edition of our Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the wrestling coaches of Beloit, Smith Center, and Osborne. Remember to listen for the latest wrestling results with our three daily sportscasts on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Let's begin with the Beloit Trojans and head coach Andy Nemchek. The Beloit Trojan Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Next Tech.
And again, welcome to our Locker Room Chats, Wrestling Locker Room Chats with Andy Nemchek, the head coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. Coach, we didn't have a chance to talk about your last competition going into the break. It was an interesting night of double duel action. Everybody kind of split with each other as you fell to Smith Center in the first duel that evening on December 17th, but then beat Republic County 48-33. Just going over that last competition before break, how do you feel about that double duel?
Well, I thought we came out kind of flat against Smith Center. And Smith Center, not taking anything away from them, they have a nice team, and especially their lower weights, they kind of put it to us. But they ended up edging us 40-36, and then we come back and Republic County beats Smith Center in a duel. I think they beat them by 10 or 12 or something like that, and then we step on the mat with Republic County, and I thought our kids really wrestled well against Republic County, and we end up beating Republic County 48-33. So, it was a good way to go into our Christmas break with a big win over a league team like Republic County and a good team, you know. And I thought our kids wrestled pretty darn well in that second duel.
In the second segment, we'll talk about your competition coming up this weekend, but you did have the longer moratorium this year, so you were just able to get back into practice on Monday. What was the differences you saw in the kids compared to years past when you got back into the room?
Well, you know, the moratorium, of course, we're talking about our kids were not able to work out or practice at all over the holiday break, and usually we have 5-6 practices in over the holiday break, and you know, we told our kids they're going to have to do it on their own, and certainly it's working out on your own is not the same as working out in an organized practice situation. But our kids are and everyone's in the same boat. That's going to be the deal, and we're certainly not in the condition that we wish we were at this point in the season. But it's going to have to be something that we work on daily and get back and. And the season's going to wind up pretty quickly here, as we talked last time about our state tournament series is basically going to eat up the whole month of February, starting February 6th with a district tournament, and then we go on to a region, and then a sub-state, and then finally the state tournament. So the whole month of February is going to be qualifying tournaments, and we just need to work on it every day here and work on our conditioning and work on our skill.
We're talking with Andy Nemchek, head coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. We'll take a time out. When we come back, we'll go over the competition coming up this week for the Trojan Wrestling Squad here in our Locker Room Chats.
Here at Nextech, we've delivered the best in phone technology for 70 years, and we're still at it today with Cloud Phone Systems for Business. Cloud Phone is all about agility. It goes where you go, when you go, and it's cost-effective. So give Nextech a call and find out how Cloud Phone can be as nimble as you are. Then sign a qualifying contract and choose a little something extra. Apple AirPods Pro or an Apple Watch SE, another layer of connectivity.
Back on the Locker Room Chats here on KD Country 94. We're still with Andy Nemchek, head coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. Coach, a couple competitions for your team coming up this week. We'll start with varsity first as you go to Norton coming up on Saturday. This Norton tournament always has some pretty good competition. What are you expecting to see this year?
As you just said, it's always great competition. It's certainly one of the toughest and best tournaments, I think, that we go to during the season. And 11 teams this year. Usually there's several Nebraska teams, and last year there was a Colorado team involved, but I think with COVID going on, none of those teams are able to travel across state lines. But 11 teams involved, majority of them are Western Kansas teams. The teams involved will be Atwood, Beloit, Brewster, Hayes, Thomas More Prep, Hoxie, Oakley, Oberlin, Scott City, Smith Center, St. Francis, and Norton. So just a good mix of majority of those are 3-2-1A teams. In fact, probably all of them are 3-2-1A teams. And and it's teams that we really need to see before we get into postseason competition. So very much looking forward to it, and it's always our kids are always tested out when we travel out to Norton. That's what we need.
JV gets a chance to wrestle on Friday there at Concordia. What does this mean for that part of the team?
Those kids are absolutely need this kind of competition. They're going to be slighted this year. JV tournaments are hard to find, and for some of our kids, they've only got to step on the mat one time at the Salina JV tournament right at the very beginning of the season. So some of our JV kids have very little mat time, and very much looking forward to those kids. We'll probably take 10 kids over to Concordia on Friday, and it's a round robin situation, so hopefully all those kids will get three matches and get some mat time, and very much looking forward to those kids to show off their skill.
Boy, head coach Andy Nimchak here on our Wrestling Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time, and best luck in your competitions this week.
All right, thank you, Dusty.
Our Beloit Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech.
We've seen a lot of changes in 70 years at Nextech, but what hasn't changed is our commitment to bring you the best and newest technologies. Nextech TV Now lets you stream more than 100 top channels, like sports, movies, and local stations, right to your TV and mobile devices. Plus, high def and DVR are included free. Sign up at nextech.com to get the best in TV service, and we'll give you a $200 credit. Nextech, here for you, then, now, and for whatever comes next.
Our Tuesday night wrestling locker room chats continue with Osborne Bulldog head coach Nate Brown. Our Osborne Bulldog locker room chats are brought to you in part by NCKSSports.com and by Nextech.
Welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats, joined now by Nate Brown, head coach of the Osborne Bulldog wrestling team. Coach, you finished out the first semester, as we haven't talked since then, with a good participation for your guys at Russell at the Alan DeLisle Invitational. Chris Heiss actually went 5-0 for you and had four pins in a 7-2 decision to win first place there at 170. And then Lance Kayser went at 182, finished in fourth place for you. So just overall, how do you feel about the way the kids wrestled there going into the break?
Yeah, another good tournament. They were debating whether to cancel that one or not, and I'm glad they didn't. Dodge City JV kids came up, so obviously you get to see some bigger schools, some different wrestling, and Junction City was there. That's another, you know, bigger team or bigger school. Anyway, I think there may have been JV kids there too, but anyway, just some different competition we don't normally see, so that was good that those brought some numbers to get that tournament underway, and so that helped. And yeah, Chris wrestled well and had a chance to win it and did that. And Lance had some struggles a little bit on a couple matches. I thought maybe he could have went his way, but they didn't. So, but otherwise, like I said, he finished fourth for us. But it's a good, nice tournament to finish out the year with. So far, Justin didn't get to join us. He had some family things going on. So, and I think he would have done well if he'd have been there, but he wasn't. So nothing we can really talk about there, but anyway, all three kids will be back here this, hopefully getting ready to go to Ellsworth next.
Talking with Nate Brown, head coach of the Osborne Bulldog wrestling team. Take a quick time out. We'll come back. We'll go over what's going on here this weekend at Ellsworth.
Here at Nextech, we've delivered the best in phone technology for 70 years, and we're still at it today with cloud phone systems for business. Cloud phone is all about agility. It goes where you go, when you go, and it's cost effective. So give Nextech a call and find out how cloud phone can be as nimble as you are. Then sign a qualifying contract and choose a little something extra. Apple AirPods Pro or an Apple Watch SE, another layer of connectivity.
Welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats. Again, Nate Brown with us, head coach of the Osborne Bulldog wrestling team. Coach, as you mentioned there toward the end of that first segment, you will go to Ellsworth. That's planned right now, coming up on Saturday. I know you have not had a chance to get back into the practice room because of that longer moratorium at this point in time, but what are your thoughts on what you want to accomplish here in the next few days as you get ready for Saturday?
Yeah, it's a matter of just getting back into it and getting back into a routine again, obviously, and things going. With the kids, the way we finished there at the Russell tournament, I was pretty happy with where we progressed that far. So hopefully we can pick up at least where we left off and go on from there. Now with the change a little bit with the way the state tournament's going to be played out, you know, obviously we're cutting our season a little bit shorter than normal and as far as getting things ready. So it's a little different getting things there, but we're gonna roll with the punches like we have here. It seems like for about the last year anyway, and do the best we can. The Ellsworth tournament's, it's a good tournament. There's a lot of good competition there that we don't get to see from more of the eastern side, and some teams from a little further south. And so it's always a, you know, if you do well at Ellsworth tournament, it's a good gauge, I guess, to see where we are and go from there.
Nate Brown, head coach of the Osborne Bulldog wrestling team here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, we certainly thank you for joining us here this week. Best of luck on Saturday at Ellsworth.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Our Osborne Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech.
For over 70 years at Nextech, we've tackled new technologies and created a powerful fiber network to bring you the fastest, most reliable internet. Being connected is essential. That's why we're proud to offer the only gig symmetrical internet around. Visit nextech.com to sign up for any new internet speed and get a $100 credit, or upgrade your current speed and pay your same price for 3 months. Nextech. Here for you then, now, and for whatever comes next.
We continue our locker room chats with the Smith Center Redmond and their head coach, Brock Hutchison. The Smith Center Redmond Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you each week by Landmark Implement and Smith Center.
Welcome back on our locker room chats here on Katy Country 94, as now we're joined by Brock Hutchison, head coach of the Smith Center wrestling team. Coach, you had some duels to finish out the first portion of your schedule there in the first semester. Went to Beloit, went 1-1 against Beloit and Republic County there, and then at the Grand Island tournament, you finished seventh place in that silver pool there. Just overall, how do you feel about the way the kids wrestled in those final two events leading into the break?
Well, Dusty, we wrestled on that Thursday, and then, we traveled to Grand Island, and I thought Thursday we wrestled really, really well. We got an opportunity. We told the kids we had an opportunity to do something here pretty special if we go out and just compete against Beloit, go out and compete against Belleville. Both those teams were ranked, respectively, at 4 and 5 at that time. They were, preseason ranked. I think they were 2 and 3, but they were 4 and 5 at that time, and we ended up wrestling really good against Beloit, and we were fortunate enough to win that duel, and everybody I felt wrestled really tough. And then, I guess as far as Belleville, we just didn't match up with them quite as well, but I still think we went out and competed really well. And I think that carried over to how we competed at Grand Island. We probably competed at Grand Island better than we have over the last several years. Back when we were really good, when we were going through that run, we competed really hard and really well too. But this year just kind of been different. Our kids, we've brought a little bit different leadership into the ball game, and we've been wrestling really well. Hopefully we can carry that going forward.
What do you gain out of going to Grand Island and facing different teams that you don't always see during the regular season?
Well, that, for one, is that you get different styles.
Mm-hmm.
Nebraska and Kansas, we wrestle totally different styles. And so that's good for the kids to see different, I don't think they're necessarily different moves, especially, mm-hmm. but they're just different styles, I mean, wrestling is pretty universal. There's some different names for different stuff, but it's the same move. So with that, and you don't have to wrestle the same kids over
exactly.
And over again. So that's a great point. And I think all coaches try to do that with their schedules. So that's what we gain, I think, for the most part.
We were talking with Brock Hutchison, the head coach of the Smith Center wrestling team. We'll come back. We can talk about what's coming up this week for the Redmen getting back into action on Saturday here in the Locker Room Chats.
Hang on to your planner and get the next best thing to new with a John Deere Exact Emerge Performance Upgrade Kit from Landmark Implement. This solution empowers you to plant accurately up to 10 miles per hour without compromising singulation, population, spacing, or uniform depth, while positioning you for greater yield potential. Get the best prices of the season on Exact Emerge Performance Upgrade Kits now through January 14th of 2021. Stop by your local Landmark location today to check your planter's compatibility and experience the Landmark difference.
And back on the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94, still with Brock Hutchinson, head coach of the Smith Center Redmond. Coach, you have had just one practice here with the longer moratorium there where you weren't able to be in the gym and have practices over the break. So you had one on Monday, and you're back at it today getting set for this weekend. But I guess what's the biggest difference you saw with your team when you came back Monday that maybe you haven't seen in the past?
Just the fact that we were dragging. Mm-hmm. We're definitely not in wrestling shape. I think our kids did an exceptional job of going out and running and doing those things, but running and wrestling are two different scenarios. You know, I saw our kids out, quite a few of them actually, out running and combing the streets and doing all the things that they were trying to do to keep them in somewhat of shape, but mm-hmm. we couldn't put a mat down anywhere. So I think that hurts a little bit. It's almost like starting over. A little disappointed in the state for making that kind of decision, but it is what it is, and there's nothing that we can do about it. We just got to keep on keeping on now.
Saturday you go to Norton, usually a pretty good tournament as far as the competition that you'll see there. What do you expect in 2021 there at Norton?
Well, you know, expect the same scenario. It's going to be tough no matter who's there. They always do a fine job running the tournament, and I suppose that they are not allowing fans in this year. So, you know, we'll be spread out, and we'll be in our little pod, if you call it that.
Mm-hmm.
And we're looking forward to a competition again, and this January is going to go by just really quick. I know it is. Kids are going to have to be ready, and kids are going to have to take extra care of themselves and stay away from, you know, sick people and try to just get in the best shape that we possibly can get in for the stretch run in February that's going to take place.
Brock Hutchinson, the head coach of the Smith Center Redmond here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, certainly thank you again for joining us this week, and best of luck as you get back out on the mats on Saturday.
Oh, thanks, Dusty. We certainly appreciate it.
Our Smith Center Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement.
You have a big investment in your farming operation. Let Landmark Implement help you get the most out of your equipment by investing in pre-season service inspections. Let our John Deere trained and certified technicians provide you with a complete list of repairs that will help your equipment perform better and deliver maximum performance. At Landmark, buy 3 equipment service inspections and get the 4th free. Contact your local Landmark service manager for details and experience the Landmark difference. Thanks for tuning in to the Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tune in again next Tuesday evening at 5:10 to hear more from the wrestling coaches at Beloit Smith Center in Osborne.